When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Vikings Vent Line. What's going on, everyone? Declan Goff here. Another edition of Vikings Vent Line, the off-season edition, of course. We do this once a week. Usually it's on Sundays. Today it's on a different date for the weekend just because, man, things are about to get absolutely crazy with the Vikings offseason. So we figured we'd post this one a little earlier than normal, but Mackie and Judd will have plenty of content to give you this weekend as well if anything breaking happens. If you're probably consuming this, I am numerous beverages deep in Las Vegas. So good thing we're able to still get a Vikings Vent Line episode in. Going to talk to my guys Rance and Jake here in just a little bit. Of course, if you want to be in on a future episode of Vikings Vent Line, it's scrolling across the bottom of the screen right now for the YouTube audience. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. That's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. If you would like to join a future episode, we'd love to talk to as many Vikings fans as possible. We do this show year-round. Of course, during the regular season, we have Mackie, Judd, and myself bringing on Vikings fans to talk about the Vikings games. But, of course, we like to still talk about things in the offseason, like the draft, offseason speculation, training camps. There's always things to talk about in the NFL offseason, as we've been learning over the last few years. So if you'd like to get in on a future episode, hit me up. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. All right, let's get our guys in here. Let's get Rance in here. Let's get Jake in here. Both these guys are veterans of Ventline, and write that down, if you will. Rance, you've been on Ventline before. You were on last season, is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and Jake, you've been on Write That Down. Have you also been on Ventline before?
No, just Write That Down twice.
Just Write That Down. I know you've been on Write That Down. So welcome to Ventline, dude. Appreciate you coming on. How long have you guys been Vikings fans? What was your first conscious memory? Rance, I'll start with you.
First conscious memory would probably be John Randall having face paint, to be honest. Like mid-90s, you know, he was probably the first Vikings player that I actually liked. So I'm from Missouri, so I'm around a bunch of Chiefs fans. But I've always kind of been a Viking. I always really liked John Randall. And then once Moss came, that just took it to a whole nother level.
Okay, and Jake, how about you, man?
I first became a fan back in middle school, and my first memory was the Blair Walsh missed kick.
Woof.
So, but it's all right.
Everyone has one. I mean, at least Rance is yours is like John Randall and positivity. Now I know it led to like inevitable disappointment in 98. But typically a lot of the Vikings fans that come on here always have that negative one, like Jake just said about Blair Walsh or Brett Favre or the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. There's always one that all these Vikings fans that they first remember that they think this is going to happen to them. And then the worst possible thing happens. But we're not going to talk about the negatives much anymore. Let's get into an offseason edition of Vikings Ventline. Boys, I want to know what the number one priority the Vikings should be this offseason. So this is a little bit of an overarching theme. I'm curious on where you guys want to go and want to see this team go in 2023. They were very good in 2022, won 13 games, got back to the playoffs, won the division. Rance, I'll kick it to you to lead us off here. What do you want the Vikings' number one priority to be this offseason?
I think we got to start laying down some pillars for the future. I mean, I think we have some really good ones. You know, you guys have discussed a lot, like with on offense, especially with JJ and Hawkinson and the tackles, and we've got some young talent on offense. But I think we got to start really, putting down some foundational pieces on defense, and some more on offense, just to be able to set this thing up for KOC and Kwesi for the next 4 or 5, you know, years going forward. So I would really like to see that. Some new faces get faster and younger. I know there's going to be probably quite a bit of changes this offseason. You know, we've already seen that with Kendricks. And I think that there's going to be more. And it would be really nice to be able to really build a solid core for the future. And because I feel like, and I think most people feel like this, there's a lot of players that have been able to, you know, stay on the Vikings for the last, like, 8 years. You know, you look at Harrison Smith and even Kendricks, and Hunter and all those different guys. You know, there's probably a good chance that a lot of those guys are gone. So just build for the future. That's what I would have to say.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at guys like Danielle Hunter, Eric Kendricks that were here for a while, Xavier Rhodes, Anthony Barr, that defense that basically blossomed into being the number one unit in the NFL. Now, eventually, you got to say goodbye to those guys, and sometimes you got to say goodbye to them maybe too early than you want to. You know, when you're there saying goodbye to Kendricks this year, it's like, okay, the writing's on the wall. You got to move on. The last thing you want to do is keep a player for too long. So, yeah, those foundational pieces, really big. Jake, how about you, man? What is the number one thing you want to see the Vikings do this offseason?
I agree with helping building the offensive blocks for the future. I want to extend JJ and TJ. Doesn't have to necessarily be this offseason for JJ, but if you can extend those, then your offense, no matter who your quarterback is after Cousins, will be top 10 just because those two are so good. But I'd say my number one is get some veteran cornerback help like Jonathan Jones or Byron Murphy, because we've done like these rookie cornerbacks like Mike Hughes, Cam Dantzler, and just Andrew Booth, and there's still a lot of question marks, so I'd like some sustainability there with not like a necessarily older cornerback like Patrick Peterson, but someone like coming into their second contract like Judd talks about, like one of those guys, just to get some sustainability there, because these rookies are always hurt or just not good, so I don't trust drafting them in the first round especially.
Yeah, it's hard for NFL rookies to basically step in unless you're a first-round pick and make a pretty significant contribution. At least it's hard to expect your entire draft class to do that, I should say.
Yeah.
And if you can find some decent supplemental pieces in free agency, which is what free agency is supposed to be, you're always supposed to build through the draft, right? You're always supposed to homegrown your own talent, use free agency to supplement things when needed. But, you know, the guys like Jordan Hicks that you can find on the scrap heap, which they got last year, I mean, he's a fine plug-and-play player. But now all of a sudden you're going to say goodbye to him and you're going to enter the same type of conversation you're having this year. And instead of going after someone like Jordan Hicks, who's up there in age and has been around the NFL for a long time, can you go find someone that's like 24, 25 after that rookie deal that might have a little bit more juice left in the tank compared to just throwing bleep against the wall, essentially, and saying, hopefully this sticks and hopefully it doesn't leak too bad, but not a great strategy, obviously, to keep doing that. So build up in the trenches, those foundational pieces that Rance was also talking about. Yeah, they have, for a team that won 13 games, they have a lot of holes, which is pretty tough to fill out. And I obviously there was some overachieving to a degree. They were able to win those 13 games, not completely all by luck, but it's going to be hard for them to continue that with the amount of holes they still have, obviously, on their roster. Looking at the NFL draft, so Vikings on the clock at 23, no second round pick. That was used to get TJ Hockenson. Not a ton of picks like Vikings fans are usually used to having, and who knows what Kwesi will end up doing. Maybe he accumulates more picks. But what do you guys want to see the Vikings do at the draft? Rance, I'll go back to you.
So you mentioned holes on the team, and there are holes on the team. But where there aren't holes, we have some really good players, and I think that's one big reason why we won 13 games. Like, where we don't have holes, we have some really, really good talent. So in draft, it's tough to say. Like, part of me, you know, wants to be smart and realize that Kirk is going to be 35 and he's coming into the last year of his contract. And if we aren't going to extend him, then that year is a perfect opportunity for a young quarterback to come in and set behind him for 1 year. So part of me would love to see us, you know, screw it, trade whatever to move up and take, you know, whoever you would like in the top 12 picks somewhere. part, that's what I would, I mean, that's what I would do. But if we extend Kirk, then that changes everything. And I would go with wide receiver for sure. I would, you know, everybody's talking about defense and all this other stuff, but, and corner, especially. And I'm with, I watched the episode the other day with Realistic Randy losing his mind about taking another corner. And I'm kind of there. Like, I couldn't handle it, I don't think, if they took another corner. So I'm all aboard getting JJ a real running mate, especially because, you know, I think the reports are coming out now that it's likely that Thielen's gone. You know, yeah, I would 100% go with either, you know, a Jaxon Smith-Njigba or a Zay Flowers or a Quentin Johnson if they're there, and just run to the podium. And that's, again, that's if we extend Kirk. If we don't extend Kirk, go ahead and just, you know, trade what you got to do and go get your guy. Let him set.
Yeah, pick 23 is a really interesting spot for them because, you know, we just talked about them building up foundational pieces, and getting a wide receiver certainly will help the offense. It makes JJ's life a lot easier, makes Kirk Cousins or whoever the quarterback is life a lot easier, that JJ's not being completely doubled. But it is kind of an interesting predicament where they need help at cornerback. Vikings fans are sick of seeing that because they've taken like six corners in the last 10 drafts in the first round, and not all of them have obviously hit. Still a position of need, but fans get a little sick of hearing, seeing the same position being drafted, not having the same success. You know, I was talking with Tyler Fornes, with Judd Zolgad on Purple Access on Thursday. And, you know, it's actually kind of amazing that from the wide receiver position, there's not like a free agent that the Vikings have found in free agency that they've plucked from free agency and has stepped in a big time impact for them. Greg Jennings to a degree, but I think you might even label that more as a bust because at that time he was a veteran and he stepped in and caught some balls for you, but he didn't necessarily make an impact. When you think of all the Vikings wide receivers that have been dominant for them, basically in their, over their last 20 to 30 years, next to all of them have been drafted. I mean, you think of Diggs, you think of Thielen, you think of Jefferson, supplemental guys, right? Like Jarius Wright were pretty productive too. They've done a really good job. Regimes have come and gone, but they've done a really good job at cultivating the wide receiver position. So it could be end up being something that is not going to fix the defense, obviously, because you're taking a wide receiver, but it still could work out for you in the long run, having another weapon there. Jake, how about you, man? What do you want the Vikings to do at the draft this year?
Well, as I just mentioned before, I don't want to draft a cornerback. So I was going to say wide receiver, specifically Zay Flowers. But I also think in the later rounds, we should try and build up in the trenches. We don't know if Za'Darius Smith is coming back. Garrett Bradbury is a free agent, Dalvin Tomlinson. So Jordan Hicks is gone. So maybe someone on like the D line or the front seven specifically, if not in the first round, in the later rounds, like the third rounds, because we have a lot of question marks. And with our cap space, I don't know if we'll be able to sign top guys.
Totally. Yeah, that's the interesting part that they have to face in the draft, where they have some holes to fill. How many of those guys can step in and, you know, contribute to them? Can last year's class also step up? You know, the Caleb Evans, the Andrew Booth, who all battled injuries, but were still, you know, day two, day one picks, essentially, and they weren't able to be on the field for you and weren't productive players. Can that class also step in and still make an impact? What about the idea, I'm curious how I'm getting Vikings fans' opinions on this, the idea of drafting a QB. Where does that kind of sit with you? Rance, how about you?
Yeah, I'm like I said, if Kirk's not extended, then we've got a really good opportunity to let the new quarterback set for a year. And we've seen over the years that the just setting that 1 year behind a solid, good veteran can do wonders for a rookie young quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, and I'm definitely what you would consider like a Kirk crusader. So, like, I really like Kirk. I've really enjoyed having some stability for like once in my lifetime at the quarterback position, despite, you know, we haven't, you know, gone very far with it or whatever, but it is nice to just have some sort of stability. And that's where I like would say that my Kirk Crusaders, Kirk Stan comes from. But yeah, I'm all about it. You know, like I said, if KOC says he really likes Will Levis, like some of the reports have said, like if that's the thing and they got to move up to 8 or 9 to do it, you know, let him set for a year. And then that's the plan going forward. So I have no issues with it. Now, if you extend Kirk, obviously this changes everything. And again, I'm good with wide receiver or like Jake said, like definitely D line. If they're going defense, just get nasty in the trenches.
Jake, how about you? Could you see them, or do you want them to potentially trade up for a quarterback?
Would I want them to? Yes. Will they? Probably not. They don't have the ammo. They don't have their second round pick, and I just don't – none of those four, I think, are going to fall past number eight. So it'd be very tough because you're going to battle with other teams. So I think probably next year, because I think they'll ride Kirk out, but I don't see them drafting one this year. And I don't want to do like a Hendon Hooker experiment. I'm afraid it will end like Mond. I want like right. KOC to get his guy, the first rounder, rather than try and fit someone in like him. So I'm cool with just riding Kirk out.
What about the idea of extending Kirk? So Rance, you're obviously a Kirk stan. You like the stability there. So I take it you are into the idea of them giving him a longer term contract. Where are you kind of at with the future of Kirk?
So this is like, I'm going to go on a little, you know, I know you got realistic Randy rants. I'm going to go on a Rance rant real quick. The 4th and 8 play, I feel like has been overblown so much. Like, I feel like people have put so much blame on Kirk for the 4th and 8 play. And it's not at all really his fault. I mean, the play design was terrible. You've got three guys going deep, and then you have TJ Hockenson 2 yards away. Like, the routes that were called by KOC were awful on that, and the pressure on the interior. With that being said, and me being a Kirk stan, no, I don't think I'd extend him. Like I said, I'm a huge fan, and I don't think I would extend him for a long-term deal just because, like, I'll rephrase that. If he wants to take a Brady contract for like a 4 years, $25 million a year, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. If he doesn't do that and he wants $40 million a year for 4 years or something like that, no. You're 35. I'm just not going to do it. It's just not smart.
Yeah. That's the predicament they got to figure out. They don't want to do the short-term deal, obviously. They could potentially do a long-term deal, but I'm not really into that. Jake, how about you? Do you want to see them extend Kirk?
I wouldn't mind it. It just depends how much guaranteed money it is, because that's really hurt us in building a roster. Because I feel like if you put Kirk, if he takes less guaranteed, you can build that offensive line even more and get like another receiver. I feel like they could win a lot of games and improve that defense. But with his money guaranteed, that's what takes up part of the defensive problems. We don't have the money to pay guys. So if he wants all this guaranteed $40 million a year cash, just ride it out.
Yeah, this is an interesting spot to get to figure out here. I'm very eager to see if they commit to him, if they ride it out. Personally, I'd ride it out. And to be honest, if they don't have a legit backup plan, then yeah, let Kirk Cousins ride this out. Don't go to completely into uncertainty mode. And if you don't have the quarterback that you're going to identify here in the draft, and I don't think this roster is set up where I'd be too excited, nor would the other playmakers on this team, to bring in, you know, a Marcus Mariota. Even as big of a Teddy Bridgewater fan I am, like, that wouldn't do anything. That would make you a lot worse for 2023. Honestly, ride things out with Kirk and see where it goes from there. And if you want to get back into a bidding war, potentially this time next year, or figure out a new contract, I don't think you'd want to do it mid-season, but if you wanted to figure that out in a year from now, okay, go ahead and do it. But I think it's best served to ride this out and see where it goes from there. Looking back on this fun year, though, 13 wins. I know it ended prematurely against the Giants, but a lot of crazy up and down moments. Fourth quarter comeback kids. Curious in your guys' favorite moment from last season.
Dude, that's tough because there's so many. Like, this last season was crazy. Like, there were so many last second interceptions, or the double doink kick, or crazy catches, or Kirk driving down the field and winning the game. Like, it's tough to tell, but I think the obvious one is that Buffalo game was absolutely insane. Yep. That was probably top three craziest games I've ever watched. Maybe the craziest game I've ever seen, honestly. And JJ's catch on 4th and 20, whatever, or 4th and 18, whatever it was, like, that's one of the craziest catches ever. And that me and my friends, like I said, I'm in Missouri, so I'm lucky to have a couple Vikings friends here. Fan friends here, and we were going nuts on that catch. So I'd probably have to say Justin's catch against the Bills.
Jake, how about you, man? What was your favorite moment from last year?
So I'm from New England, and I've never been to US Bank Stadium until this past year. I went to 2 games, the Packers home opener, but my favorite one was definitely the Patriots Vikings Thanksgiving game, because I went out there in person. Got the full Minnesota experience, went to Manny's Steakhouse with my friends.
Very nice.
Dude. It was a great time. And just the game overall was fun because there was like no defense. And we won, so that was the best part of it all, probably. But yeah, the Bills and Cowboys games were good to watch, but my favorite was the Patriots.
Yeah, that was, the Patriots game was so much fun. I love, number one, who doesn't love Thanksgiving football in general? And then also when your favorite teams obviously get into playing it, that's not Lions or Cowboys. And then I also love that it was the late game, so it was the end of the night. You had your nice Thanksgiving dinner. Did you go to Manny's fourth Thanksgiving, like, brunch?
Yeah, fourth Thanksgiving dinner.
Dude, okay, I know it's Vikings, that line. What was that like? What did you have at that? Huh.
So I ordered, I was genuinely surprised. Like, they have the steaks, like, wrapped in the plastic. The guy's coming to you. Because we heard, like, a lot of good, it's, like, really good. And then me and my buddy were like, let's get the tomahawk one, which is, like, the biggest one.
Yeah.
I think it's like 2 pounds, like medium rare. It was really rare. Like the mashed potatoes with the bacon bits and cheese on top and the asparagus. And oh man, that was the best steak I've ever had.
I went there for my 30th a few months ago. And that was my first time going there. I've been living here my entire life. Never been to Manny's. Very epic. Glad you were able to experience that for you, man. Yeah, Rance, awesome. If you ever get up to Minneapolis?
I've been 3 times.
You've been 3 times.
Even better. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Manny's is great.
Yep. Boys, before we wrap up here, Vikings vent line, last takes, last shout outs you want to give, Rance, I'll go to you.
I hope we get it right with the draft. Like, and by that, I mean, like, I think that our scouts and Kwesi are going to get players that have talent. I just hope they stay healthy. That's what I really hope. You know, there's a lot of things with the last draft class that are out of, you know, their control or really anyone's control with injury concerns. So I hope you stay healthy with whoever we do draft, and I hope these second-year guys stay healthy and we get to see some strides with them. And then, yeah, I mean, I think over the next week or two, we're going to get a really good idea of where this team's headed for the future. So I think, you know, Kirk extension or no extension, it's going to be really interesting. I mean, if they decide to ride out Kirk's contract here in the next week or two and we get full confirmation that that's the plan, the draft is going to be insane. Like, yeah, you literally are going to be watching at any moment, anywhere in the top 10 picks where the Vikings could jump in and strike. Like, that could be a realistic thing to happen if we don't see that extension. So I think it's going to be exciting. And again, like, I just hope we stay healthy. I hope they get some good players, and free agency would be nice to get a corner in free agency so we don't have to draft one. And that's pretty much all I'd like to see.
I like it. Jake, how about you?
I agree. I would say my message is just get younger and faster. And because I was sick and tired of watching Hicks and Kendricks trying to, like, chase Tony Pollard from 20 yards behind. It just got so frustrating. So just get younger and faster. Don't extend them unless it's guaranteed. And the one person I want to shout out that's given me hope right now, not Vikings related, is Philip Gustafson. Keep it up.
Dude. Yes, he's been a brick wall for the Wild, over the last 3 months of the season. One of the best finds in the NHL. Me, you, and Judd could probably have a whole Judd's hockey show.
Oh, yeah, man. I predicted in the Write That Down that he'll start game one tonight. As long as they make the playoffs, I know it's going to hit. So.
Yeah, that's definitely going to hit. Hey, subscribe to Judd's Hockey Show on the Score North YouTube channel. Of course, this is Purple Daily Vikings vent line once a week, at least, on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Plenty of great content. All the breaking news that'll be happening. Hit the subscribe button right here for Purple Daily for daily Vikings entertainment, where we just want to see the Vikings win a Super Bowl before we die. If you'd like to get on a future episode, again, it's VikingsVentline@gmail.com. For anyone who wants to come on a future episode, hit me up. Would love to hear from as many Vikings fans as possible. Like Rance, who's a Kirk Crusader, okay? He loves Kirk. That's okay. You can come on, talk about Kirk. And this is a safe space to talk about the future of Kirk Cousins. Rance, Jake, thank you so much for coming on, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dix.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend, and hit that subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment.